Hey everyone, and thanks for joining me for my first episode of YoshiCast. My name is Yoshi, and I'm joined by my very good friend Bo. Say hi, Bo.
What's up?
And today we're going to look at some trailers and ask, what the fuck? Starting off with Batman v Superman.
The world needs to know what happened and to know what he stands for. That kind of power is very dangerous. Let the record show that this committee holds him responsible.
That's how it starts. The fever. The rage. The turns good men cruel.
This bat vigilante is like a one-man reign of terror.
And we have to destroy him.
The red capes are coming.
Every time I watch this trailer, when they were making the previous Superman movie, halfway through them making it or halfway through the editing process, DC won the legal court, the legal battle over Superman's rights, which basically, to me, puts all that work and everything they did in New 52 to save their ass, made it null and void. They didn't have to do that.
But didn't they lose some of it, like Kryptonite and Krypton? And, like, some of the original story features are still owned by Joel Schuster, the estate of the Schuster and Chevrolet Google.
As I understand it, no.
Oh.
And I could be wrong, but those were all elements. And the Superman heirs, the creators, lost that. So, watching this is, to me, it looks like a New 52 Batman, a New 52 Superman, playing the roles of the older books you and I have read, but I don't know. I mean, it's Batman's cool. It's obvious his suit disguises his voice when he's in the suit, which is pretty neat. That was a subtlety I picked up on one of the.
And it's not stupid Kevlar body armor.
No, it's not. There's a lot going on here that we don't know. I mean, got Wonder Woman.
Aquaman?
He's
in there.
Yeah.
He's cast. Flash is in there. He's cast. So.
Bummed out they're not using the Flash from the TV series.
Yeah, a little bit too.
Yeah.
Although I'm not the biggest fan of the TV show. It's not bad.
Right.
It's just a little too WB soap opera-y for me. The Arrow is good though. I'd love to see that Arrow in the movies.
Yeah. So I remember when these trailers came out, you had a big beef with Batman holding a gun.
Yeah, I didn't see that clip, but maybe I was just zoning out because I've seen it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is apparently a grenade launcher, which some people claim isn't a gun, which is hilarious. Yeah, well, you and I have read The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
There's a big epic moment where Batman rips a shotgun in half and says, "We don't use the gun. The gun is the weapon of the enemy." He doesn't say gun. He says, "We don't use this. This is the weapon of the enemy," and rips it in half.
Right.
Because to me, Batman with a gun is Punisher, and that's fine. Punisher is an awesome character, but Batman doesn't need a gun because Batman could kick Punisher's asshole.
Right.
He doesn't need a gun because he's so much fucking better than that. So that's where I stand. Batman doesn't need it. He's on par with Superman. Punisher is not on par with Superman.
Right.
What else? There was Wonder Woman. We got to see her save Supes and Batman from a clone of Zod, who's probably what's his nuts, who kills Superman.
One thing that this trailer is showing me, and I hate this in writing and I hate this in movies, they're assuming. Batman is assuming Superman is Earth's public enemy number one. Mm. And he's always had that in the background in the comics. He's got files on how to take down Superman. If they turn. They've got one. But here it's, you're evil and until proven otherwise. And Superman's doing the same thing with Batman, which is not how he is in the comic.
No, not at all.
And that's, to me, weak writing.
Yeah.
True to the character.
They're probably going to hit the ground running with them being antagonistic towards each other.
How does Bruce Wayne become a multi-billionaire? Granted, he was given the money, but he kept the company going. So how does he keep a multi-billion-dollar company going by making these kinds of assumptions through life? And how does Smallville make it out of Smallville, Kansas, and become a reporter in a metropolis by being so assuming of shit? It does not, that aspect doesn't fit. But trailers are made to be misleading.
And Batman is the world's greatest detective who never solves any detectiving in the movies, which is disappointing.
It is. There's so much potential for that character. You and I have said, like, the best one of the best scenes for Batman was in Tim Burton, and it's in the beginning where he's just taking out thugs. He's not doing anything.
Yeah, he's just sneaking up on thugs on a rooftop.
Yeah,
who've heard of Batman.
And that's why I like reading those 80s books, because he does that still, yeah. You know?
It's not always just some big plot line that takes 10 comic books to solve, so you buy them all.
So as concerned as we are, as depressed as we are about this trailer, we're still going to go see the fuck.
Oh, yeah, going to go see it, but yeah, it'll have to impress me if I'm going to buy it or see it more than once.
Right.
Do you think Doomsday will kill Superman? I mean, that's Doomsday's... Doomsday was created for that purpose. But this could be some weird clone version of Doomsday, so he's weaker, blah, blah, blah.
See, that's the other thing. They're taking on Doomsday in the city. And what I remember from the Doomsday books is
everyone tried to get him out and stop him from getting...
Even Superman. Yeah. He was like, we gotta get away from the public. We gotta get away from the innocent people. And that's just...
That's never apparent in Zack Snyder's Superman.
No. You know, we live in a world where movies, superhero movies, get rebooted now. Yep. That wasn't like that when we were younger.
Nope.
And that's a cool world.
They just get shittier and shittier sequels when we were younger. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
But they rebooted 3. That's true. And then they rebooted Superman 3, which was a mistake. All right. So I think that's Superman or Batman v Superman.
We're not done with this.
We're not. Fuck you. No. All
right. What do we got? Lex. We didn't talk about Lex.
We did not.
Controversial. Weenie little...
Little Jew boy.
Facebook. Lex Luthor. Do you think he put on pounds for it? Do you think he got shredded?
Lex Luthor has been so piss poorly represented in the movies that, you know, you got the Christopher Reeves Luthor.
Gene Hackman. Who is genius.
Great actor. I don't know if that role could have been played anymore, but was that true to the comic?
Well, I think what they were doing is they were still stuck in the idea that people didn't want to see serious superhero movies, so they were playing the villain like a villain from the Batman TV series of the 70s.
Yeah.
The Biff Pow. They were trying to be serious and do the Biff Pow at the same time. Same with the Tim Burton movie, Batman, in a lot of ways. And that's up through the 90s, is they were trying to be a serious movie and incorporate this silly comic bookness by getting the Biff Pow out there.
Jack Nicholson and Gene Hackman just had bad source material to work with. That's how I see it.
I think they were trying a take that was appropriate for the time.
Okay. So then we got Kevin Spacey,
who was doing a re-Gene Hackman.
He was doing a re-Gene. Phenomenal re-Gene. You know, I mean, arguably probably the better part of the film. And now we've got, what's his name?
Facebook.
We got Facebook doing Luther with hair, which is not a... You know, I've read enough stories involving Lex Luthor where he's got hair, he doesn't have hair, he's a genetic remake of a niece or a nephew or something. I mean, he can have hair. That's not the controversy. The controversy is
such bad hair. I assume it's a wig. Like, it looks like somebody trying to cover up the fact he's just bald.
The character now looks like a hipster douche.
It's true.
You know,
but so are most millennial billionaires.
Sure. Absolutely. So. Thankfully, he's not the only villain in the movie.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a plus, because they're certainly throwing the carnival into this movie.
Yeah, you got Doomsday, who looks like the villain from the first Hulk film.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he doesn't look like Doomsday to me. He looks like Hulk's villain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and his face looks kind of like a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
The new Ninja Turtles without noses.
I don't get it.
And there's actually a conspiracy theory I heard that in Batman's dream sequence in the desert, where he has the weird trench coat, that in the skies there are demons, and in one scene in front of him you can see the apocalypse symbol.
Oh.
So there are flying demons that pick people up and fly off with them. But the apocalypse symbol might be a stretch, because it's just an omega symbol, which is, you know, a circle with lines.
I think there's going to be hints of Joker in there, obviously.
Well, yeah, and Batman, Ben Affleck's Batman's going to be in Suicide Squad, so they're going to have to tie that world in.
Yeah.
I think they're throwing too much shit in it, and that worries me more than anything.
They're trying so hard, and especially with not letting the TV show heroes be in the movies. Like, Marvel hasn't been in that step yet. They've had movie characters in TV shows, but they haven't gone... So we can't pull the same card on them. However, it's easy to assume, since the TV show... Since movies, characters have popped in the TV show, it would. And I would hope. What do you think of the Batmobile? We haven't talked about the Batmobile.
Mostly what we saw, you sent me that clip of Batman like trying to hit Superman and Superman shrugging it off.
Yeah.
I don't really have any thoughts of the mobile other than, A, that seems like a super dick move by Batman that he should know is ineffectual. It is ineffectual. Yeah.
He's going to add shit.
We should hit on, since we're two penises,
mm-hmm.
Wonder Woman. Because a lot of people are mad at her for being Wonder Woman for lots of reasons.
And what are those reasons?
She's not tall enough. She's not strong enough. She doesn't look badass enough.
Mm-hmm.
She's not pretty. She doesn't have big enough boobs. All kinds of reasons the internet hates her.
Okay. However, if you're trapped in a building burning, a burning building, and Wonder Woman saves your ass, you're really not going to argue about her aesthetics.
No. I think she's fine. I brought up all the points, but I've got no beef with her until I see something. It would have been nice if she was a surprise in the film. I mean, we would have known that she was probably going to be in there. But having seen it in every single trailer, I feel like they're giving away the game. Or they're trying to hide something else that'll be less impressive.
I think we're going to see the Joker. I think he's going to have either a solo cameo where he didn't have to film with Ben Affleck and Harvey Keitel, but I think we're going to see him.
And we're definitely getting Batman origin story again, which is a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, but I mean, you can do that in 5 minutes.
If it takes 5 minutes, I'll be really upset.
Really?
If it take half a minute of just a flashback of his parents being shot, dropping on the paper.
I argue about this with another friend of mine. It's like who argues that if you took The Killing Joke, for example, and just translated it to film, you would not get the audience that you would get with them Hollywoodizing the film. I don't know if I agree with that because it's never been done. The closest we've got are the animated adapted movies, but those don't get a theatrical release.
Which is a shame.
Yeah.
Because Batman Mask of the Phantasm was pretty damn good. What are your thoughts on Wonder Woman? You haven't expressed.
I tend to not talk a whole lot about Wonder Woman because I don't know a whole lot about Wonder Woman. She doesn't look bad to me. I wouldn't say that's an Amazonian if I saw her walking down the street, though.
Yeah. I believe the actress is Israeli.
Oh, there you go. Someone for Alex to hit on. But, I'm not turned off. I think the way that she's depicted in the trailer, saving those two from the explosion, I don't think that's accurate. When I look at how that's cut, I think she's saving them from something else. I don't think it's from that explosion.
It's another cut.
Yeah, it's a spliced in cut.
And she doesn't have EMP powers.
Just to go on another tangent, I hate when they put clips in a trailer that aren't in the movie. Because I find myself waiting for a clip that I saw in the trailer in the movie, and it drives me nuts when they don't do it. It doesn't happen very often, but of course Michael Bay does it with Transformers, and it drives me insane.
What doesn't drive you insane with Michael Bay?
God, he's a good director, too. I'm going to go that far.
He makes pretty movies.
He makes pretty movies. He just gets involved with the story. Movies. Yeah, he fucks with the story. I read that he doesn't even use a storyboard when he's doing Transformers. It's all in his fucking head, which explains a lot about
how the probably like gets jumbled before the end.
All right, we talked about Batman. We didn't talk a whole lot about Superman. He's being held at court.
It looks like a public hearing, a Senate meeting or something.
We have to remember he doesn't have to show up to.
And that's fine. But yeah, it kind of seems stretching, like they're trying to go into the territory of like Civil War. It's definitely already in.
Is it possible that the powers that be that are controlling the Suicide Squad against their will are the same people heading up the public?
They would be, if they're members of the Senate, say on the, the right committees to get the secret intelligence, they wouldn't necessarily be in charge of those people, but they would be getting reports from the people about what they're doing.
Sure.
And deciding funding.
So, that would be an interesting angle.
If that
that's what they're doing. Even if this movie turns out to be nothing like what we expect, I'm glad that my Batman and my Superman are still on my bookshelf.
For real?
Yeah.
It will be nice to see a knockdown dragout with a doomsday. Hopefully it doesn't end with a really gay neck-breaking climax.
Yeah.
But I don't really see, in a fight against doomsday, Batman's purpose at all, unless he's the detective who uses his brain. Because unless he does that, which...
Could be the Captain America guiding everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I was holding out hope for a long time that Batman knew that he was being set up by Luthor to fight Supes, and that he was basically playing dumb and going along with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's going to I don't think they're going to go that way. That would be too convoluted with how much else is going to be going on.
Right.
But I don't think Batman will ruin... I don't think Ben Affleck will ruin Batman.
No. Ben, here's the thing. Ben could be 100 times the actor he is currently if he just kept his mouth closed when he wasn't speaking.
Mouth breathing.
You know, I mean, I would think if he's got a deviated septum, somebody that makes that kind of money could have gotten that fixed by now. So you shut your fucking mouth. I mean, that's why Argo was so good. He kept his fucking mouth closed when he wasn't speaking. So I hope he carries that on to Batman v Superman. But
he'll be a fine Bruce Wayne, but hopefully we'll see less Bruce Wayne and more bats.
Yeah.
That's been the problem with the recent Batman.
Well, I imagine it'll be first half Bruce, then second act, third act Batman.
I think they'll get him out of into the bat suit first quarter, because the first quarter of the film has to be the decoy of Batman versus Superman, and then they ally themselves, and the whole last three quarters are going to be against the real villain.
See, I would think the first quarter would be,
Soup's trial and
Batman coming up. Well, that'll be in there, but I think it would be Bruce Wayne fighting himself, losing a battle with himself about donning the cape and cowl again.
I mean, yeah, but that can't be long. That has to, with how much crap is in this film, that's got to be in hyperdrive. Like, you got to hit that and go, which is probably why they put all of that in the trailers, so that doesn't take up a lot of film time.
Because
It can't be 3.5 hour long film. As much as it would kind of be fun.
Yeah, I'll take a longer. Put an intermission back in movie theaters. God damn it. All right, so how about we stick in the DC universe and check out the second Suicide Squad trailer.
Is this the real life?
I should kill everyone and escape? Sorry. The voices. I'm kidding. That's not what they really said.
This is the deal. You're going somewhere very bad and do something that'll get you killed.
So save the world.
Seriously. What the hell's wrong with you people?
We're bad guys. It's what we do.
Completely different take than the first trailer.
Really? Oh, yeah, because it's mostly a different song.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll be a Will Smith vehicle?
I think
he has one of the lesser interesting characters.
He has one of the lesser interesting characters. So unless... And he's a phenomenal actor, but I think, you know, even though he's kind of... I noticed his name was first on the trailer, that, you know... The comic book fans are more interested in the Joker and Quinn than they could give a fuck about Will Smith. And this is driving me nuts. You got Harley Quinn, who looks like no version of Harley Quinn in any of the comics. So why not at the very least throw in a Mr. J at some point in that trailer?
Okay. There's a lot of film. She'll be definitely a main character. So I could easily do with that.
Joker looks good, though. Let's get that out.
Do you
out
think
of the way.
He's in the Suicide Squad, or is he just participating in the plot on the outside? Because he's not in any of the lineups in the prisons.
Unless he just was never caught, you know.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying, is he's involved in the plot because of Harley.
Mm-hmm.
But is he part of the Suicide Squad, or is he just in the film?
I haven't thought about it. Yeah, I'm going to say part of the film, but not in the squad.
The villain looks interesting. I don't know what that is. Like a weird metal worm thing that burrows.
Somebody they can kill and nobody's going to care
this
about.
This strikes me as the DC's version of like a Deadpool. Like it's going to be more irreverent. It's going to pay less attention to like the canon universe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to have fun with the universe that's already established.
Right. It can be good. It really does look like... I mean, every scene that the Joker is in steals it in this trailer for me. Harley Quinn... I look with intent, but she's not winning me over on anything. And all I can think of is Batman Arkham Knights and Arkham Asylum were great fucking video games and great representations of all of these characters we're looking at. And the movie visually doesn't look that way to me.
True.
Still going to see it. Yeah. We're still going to talk about it after the fact.
I'm impressed they threw in some supernatural there, because a lot of times... superhero films, like X-Men, have always avoided supernatural. It's always...
You got Doctor Who or Doctor
Strange.
Strange.
But even then, they're going to tie it into like, oh, he's tapping different realms of the quantum science. Like, so they're going to throw in weird shit like that, like trying to rationalize it. But this is straight up witch, possessed by a witch character.
Right.
Which, again, they might rationalize that somehow. I have no idea how. Or they might just gloss over it and just have to accept that there's a villain who's possessed by a witch.
Right.
Who I don't really know who that is. because I'm kind of an idiot on...
This is also a thing. Like, they didn't show... In that trailer, I don't remember seeing Will Smith in his mask the whole time.
I think there was one clip.
One clip.
Really fast.
See, and that's... fuck. That concerns me.
Let's go save the world.
I'm definitely
going to see this.
I guess of the two DC films, I'm more interested in this one.
Yeah, this seems more poppy, rock'em fun.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be great pop.
Certainly it doesn't look as dark as Batman v Superman.
I think they're going to do darker things, so they're going to treat it lighter. Kind of like play that off of itself. Where Superman is like the lighter heroes in a darker situation. Because I would expect them to hopefully have to fight an R rating for that. Where like Deadpool owned its R rating.
Yeah, no, they talked about how we want a solid hard R on this thing. Yeah. I've never read Suicide Squad, so I don't know if any of this is of any accuracy. I recognize the characters, I've read about some of them, but...
Yeah, I've never read those comics, I know that they existed.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah. And how this ties into Dawn of Justice would be very interesting. And how do they control them? Because I believe in the comics it's usually like some kind of explosive tied around their neck or... you know, implant that's going to kill them.
Yeah, it's got to be an implant.
If they deviate, because we didn't see any...
You don't want to cover up Will Smith's $3 billion neck.
Yeah, and low-jacking him would probably be too easy.
All right, well, shall we turn the tables and step over to the Marvel Universe and start with... let's start with... start with Civil War.
Civil War,
yeah. Captain America, Civil War.
Captain, you seem a little defensive. Well, it's been a long day. If you can't accept limitations... We're no better than bad guys. That's not the way I see it. Sometimes I want to punch you in your perfect teeth. I just want to make sure we consider all our options. Those people that shoot at you usually wind up shooting at me too. Sorry, Tommy. You know I wouldn't do this if I had any other choice. But he's my friend. So was I.
This is a film I'm looking forward to seeing.
This is the superhero film I'm most looking forward to see, and I have the greatest hopes for.
Right.
And I hope it doesn't let me down
right. The
most.
So let's get this out of the way. You've read Civil War. You have a familiarity that I don't.
Granted, like 8 years ago or whatever.
You once explained to me the importance of Spider-Man in this.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's in Civil War.
Everybody
in the
that.
Comics, it's the whole Marvel universe, so almost everybody picks sides. Spider-Man has an awesome moment with Iron Man in which Iron Man essentially says, if you join us, we can pay you to be a superhero. And Spider-Man starts crying because he's never had money.
Right.
So he becomes essentially like a superhero cop paid on by the government, which is not a terrible thing.
No.
But Iron Man is kind of an alcoholic in the comics, kind of a douchebag, and does some kind of shitty things to try and capture Captain America, who is on the lam.
Mm-hmm.
Still trying to be a superhero on the lam with other superheroes who just don't want to register with the government. And part of his Spider-Man's coming out is he actually revealed who he was. That he was Peter Parker.
Mm.
And that was kind of a cool moment because people were just like, you're just a fucking kid. You know, Captain America fought in World War II. He just looks at Peter Parker and is like, you're a fucking teenager. I mean, I don't think he was actually a teenager. You know, he was in his infinite 20s at the time.
Right.
But, you know, Spider-Man is a kid. Mm-hmm. He's not these adult billionaires who spent their lives doing it.
Right.
He's a child superhero. So
what was his big important role in all the Civil War, though? Why does he need to be in this film than, say, more than a Wolverine?
The X-Men were just taken out of Civil War. The government just put, like, super high-tech sentinels around the Xavier Mansion. It was like, we're not going to fuck with you, but you're not involved in this. Except Wolverine is an Avenger, and you can't stop Wolverine from doing anything, and he's so goddamn popular.
Right.
He snuck out and participated.
But I'm under the impression he didn't play, like, a pivotal role in Civil War, whereas Spider-Man supposedly did.
Wolverine was in a lot of comics, but I don't think he did so much.
Okay.
Spider-Man switched sides, I believe. He eventually put back on his mask.
He took a pay cut.
He went back to being poor. That's how much he loves Captain America.
Right.
He switched sides, so you get to see the contrast of both sides, which are neither side is entirely wrong, which is nice, and hopefully they keep that, and they've said they've kept that. And there's actually a huge ramifications for Spider-Man. After Civil War, Doctor Strange had to do a fucking mind wipe on the world so that people didn't remember who Peter Parker was.
Ooh.
That was kind of cool. Although Doctor Strange is coming out after Civil War, which is a little bit disappointing. Because he actually, his Fortress of Solitude, I don't know what it's called, was where the renegade Avengers hung out, because you couldn't detect it with science because it was magical. Which was nice. But Spider-Man, he didn't do anything. Like, it's mostly Captain America's story, which is why they're keeping it Captain America and Iron Man. But I think it's nice. I'm really excited about it because Spider-Man's one of my favorites. And the willingness of Sony to incorporate their property into the Marvel Disney funhouse is exciting.
It's exciting, although we don't see, in this trailer, we don't see a hint of Spider-Man, which...
Good. Keep stuff.
Right. You know, I mean, it's very possible, like Superman, his entire suit is animated. So they could just, these could be scenes where he's in them and they just haven't added him yet, you know? That would be awesome. That would be like a major, what the fuck, you know? In that case, I'm fine with them not having the clips in the trailer in the movie. So what we're seeing here, which I think would get lost on a lot of people, is just how much Captain America, Steve Rogers,
yep,
Steve Rogers cares about Bucky. I know that he cared a lot about him in the comics, but we got a lot of people watching the movies who aren't reading the comics. They do a good job in the trailer of making you not sure that Captain America is the good guy.
Yeah.
I feel. Where I know a little bit about the character, so it makes me think that, you know, Captain America's got a morality compass you can't fuck with. But it kind of feels like Bucky came before Tony Stark, so I have to defend Bucky over Tony.
Yeah, which...
Where it just seems like, you know, a soda and a chat could fix this whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
You got Bucky and Captain America just beating the shit out of Iron Man. His suit is failing. I don't see that happening if Tony just stepped into a brand new suit. I'm thinking something happened before that particular battle.
Well, they're in close quarters. That's what gives them the advantage. If Iron Man's flying and shooting missiles at them, they're fucked.
Right.
They're in a room, 2-on-1.
We saw a couple scenes with, is it the Black Panther running?
Black Panther runs.
Fucker can run fast.
when the two teams are running it. He's going to be in it. That's exciting. And we saw his nemesis, the Claw, I think?
Yeah.
In the last one, which was Andy Stark, as he lost it. Ultron cut his arm off in Age of Ultron, which is, he then has appendages he attaches to his arm or something.
We've got Black Widow, who's taking Iron Man's side reluctantly.
Maybe
starts off there.
Here, what I want to see from Black Widow is she is the queen of the double cross. Like, that's her character.
Yeah,
she stabs you in the back when you don't expect it.
Ooh.
So I'm kind of hoping she's playing both sides, but
she's madly in love with Steven Rogers. And
no way. They kissed, and she was like, you need to practice your kissing. There was no magic there.
Okay.
She's in love with Hulk-ish, which was a little weird and forced, and Hulk is off in Ragnarok. But she's a super spy. Like, she gathers intel. But I think they've set her up to be sort of a middle ground that's more on Tony's side, because she's been working with the government. She exposed Hydra and S.H.I.E.L.D.
right,
publicly. So she's trying to work the legal angle. We'll see. I just want to see her double cross. She's fucking good at it. That being double crossed is so hot. Then what else? We saw Hawkeye in like a hospital bed.
Uh huh.
We saw
who's I can't remember his name. Who's Iron Man's sidekick?
War Machine.
We saw War Machine.
He was effed up.
Mm-hmm. Some of those battle scenes, there was a lot going on.
There was.
This looks like this opening scene of the trailer looks like the same cut scene that was in
Ant-Man.
No, was it in Ant-Man?
I think it wasn't in Ant-Man. It was
Avengers 2, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuz they reference Ant-Man.
They must have just gone right into filming this as soon as that was over.
Or, you know, that scene's not hard to film. You need one room and 3 stars.
Right.
Do you think Captain America is going to snuff it? In the comics, spoiler alert, he is surrendering and gets assassinated. Oh man, did I just ruin this for you?
No. I'm just trying to think, is that really what Hollywood's going to allow?
But here's why I think it's possible.
Okay.
They have two comic book replacements set up in this film.
Do they?
Bucky took the shield and became Captain America.
Right.
And Falcon recently took the shield and became Captain America.
They've got scapegoats.
Or replacements. So to kind of like Han Solo gets prequels when they kill him. It softens the blow to know that you'll get more stories. And of course, they have the Infinity War coming up. So even if they kill him, you have Infinity Stones that can bring him back, or at least time travel is possible, blah, 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 blah.
Right, but we've barely touched that in the cinematic universe.
Oh, it's coming pretty fast. It'd be exciting to see Falcon take the shield.
And we got the Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch. I heard a rumor that she's going to die, which would be really disappointing.
Yeah, it would. That would mean...
because her brother got owned, and stupidly.
Yeah.
In the last old Tron. You have to care about characters before you kill them, otherwise it doesn't count. Yeah, it almost looks like they're like fighting inside of
like a dam or something.
Yeah, dam or
they're in, no. If you look at the background, it's all covered in snow.
And the true villain behind it all, the mastermind, is supposed to be Captain Baron Zemo, who is a European asshole with a purple mask, who is like a kingpin of Europe.
Gotcha.
And a total douchebag. Crossbones? I mean, you saw Crossbones?
Yeah.
In the trailer, he is Zemo's henchman.
At first glance, he looks like Punisher with a mask.
Yeah.
Just with the skull on his face.
Or a Bane.
Yeah, or a Bane. But, you know, it's a great trailer. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah.
Marvel's rarely put out a stinker.
I can't think of a stinker. I can think of where they've been too repetitive. Like
the stinker that they've really done was fucking...
Transformers.
No, it was cutting out the original Hulk.
Oh, Edward Norton?
Yeah, cutting out Edward Norton was the biggest fuck-up they've done.
I think Edward Norton got kind of shafted, and maybe they just didn't want to pay as much for him, so they smeared him.
Too bad.
He was good.
He was fantastic.
Ruffalo wasn't bad, but he seems old.
Yeah, I can't get behind him. I mean, he's a good guy. I like it.
His Hulk was the best Hulk, but his Banner was very meh.
Yeah. So why don't we move from Captain America to X-Men? Let's check out Apocalypse.
I could feel all this death.
Jean, it was just a dream.
Ever since the world found out about mutants, there have been secret societies who see them as some kind of second coming or sign of God. They believe that tens of thousands of years ago, an ancient being was born, the world's first
mutant.
Wherever this being was, he always had four followers he would imbue with power.
Like the four horsemen of the apocalypse. He got that one from the Bible.
Or the Bible got it from him.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Bwah! Bwah!
What is it? Oh, God. He can control all of us. The world needs the X-Men.
That's why I'm here. To fight.
Not all of us can control our powers.
Then don't. This is war.
Everything they built will fall from the ashes of their world. We'll build a better one.
I've never felt power like this before.
The best part for me is that they got rid of Halle Berry.
She's probably too expensive.
She was too terrible, that's for sure.
Storm is a hard character to make all that interesting. She's usually just sort of like the nicer leader, where Scott's the dick leader.
Right.
They usually make Storm the leader of the other team, gold team or blue team.
How hard is it to act nice?
True.
Okay.
But do you know what happens to a toad when it gets struck by lightning?
Probably the same thing that happens to everyone else.
Positives. I am looking forward to Psylocke, one of my favorite characters, mm-hmm. and Archangel, mm-hmm. a really badass character. It appears Wolverine's probably being excluded, which I'm not terribly disappointed by, as long as they explain it. Which
I haven't found him yet.
What that? Well, no, Mystique found him and took him somewhere, dressed as Colonel Sanders, presumably Canada, to get his adamantium skeleton, which is where he's being trained and indoctrinated and killing people as the Weapon X project. But who knows?
Who knows?
It's a whole new different universe.
I will be super impressed if the Jubilee in this trailer
does something.
Is actually the same actress from the very first movie. Oh,
it's been like 12 years.
I know.
So.
But I would be fucking impressed.
Probably younger sister. Apocalypse, what do you think of how he looks?
I'm okay with it.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not... You know,
do you think they'll have to explain it?
This X-Men is different from the 90s cartoon, which is different from the comic book. And I can live happily in any one of those three worlds. A lot of people don't like what Bryan Singer does to the X-Men. Again, to me, this is just a different world. He's not my first choice, but he's doing better than a lot of people.
The nice thing about Magneto as a villain... he's fucking overpowered by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Just himself. How do you stop a guy who can stop bullets, can bend tanks? He's one of the horsemen of Apocalypse, which amps up your powers and brainwashes you somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, Magneto allies with the X-Men to stop Apocalypse. So that bugs me a little bit. Is Magneto's overpowered, Apocalypse is overpowered, great on their own, but you add in three other horsemen... which could work with a really good writer writing a clever way of how the underpowered superheroes win the day.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it's just, oh, we'll just throw each other at each other at the very end of the film.
Right.
I'll definitely see it.
Yeah. Again, this is probably the worst Marvel trailer, but I'm still more excited about this than any of the DC trailers.
Better than Fantastic Four.
All right, well, it's turning into a long show. Let's why don't we close this out with some Deadpool? Hey, yeah, I
wanna shoot. Baby. Why the fancy red suit, Mr. Pool?
Well, that's because it's Christmas Day, Dopinder, and I'm after someone on my naughty list. You're probably thinking this was a superhero movie, but that guy in the suit just turned that other guy into a fucking kebab. Surprise! This is a different kind of superhero story.
Mr. Wilson, you've recently been diagnosed with terminal cancer.
We can fight this.
What if I told you we can cure you and give you abilities most men only dream of?
I'd say that you sound like an infomercial, but not a good one, like Slap Chop, more shake weighty.
Whatever they did to me made me totally indestructible and completely...
no.
Unfuckable.
You look like the inside of other people's assholes.
I didn't ask to be super, and I'm no hero. But when you find out your worst enemy is after your best girl, the time has come to be a fucking superhero.
I don't have time for your X-Men bullshit, Colossus.
Besides, nobody's getting hurt.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
Oh, no, finish your tweet.
So if that's fine, just give us a second. Go get her, Tiger.
Oh, I so pity the dude who pressures her into prom sex.
Probably the single... superhero film I'm looking forward to this year.
I mean, it gave me a boner.
Yeah.
Only thing we watched that gave me a boner.
It's good. It looks good. It looks funny. It's probably not going to be as funny as I think it's going to be, but it's going
to
be funny.
If it lives up to the promise of the trailer,
yeah,
it needs a fucking Oscar.
It needs to at least be considered.
That was awesome.
So it's a great... it looks great. It won its hard R that it wanted to be rated. Comes out... in a month-ish.
It looks like they're connecting it to the travesty that was X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Oh, really?
Which, one of the terrible things that film was the Deadpool of that film, but they might be glossing over it, saying he was just being brainwashed the entire time, and that clone with the mouth shut or whatever he wakes up from being.
So does that mean they want to work him into an X-Men film in the future?
They could. I mean, they have Colossus in here, which is rad. And that Colossus looked huge.
Yeah. They asked the original Colossus actor if he'd do it, and he's like, I just don't want to do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think they cast him, and then they were like, you're not big enough. And they got somebody bigger.
No, I heard something completely different. Oh, well.
And Negasonic Teenage Warhead?
Yeah.
What do you think of her?
Cute.
Yeah. Looks promising.
It looks very promising. The origin story could take up a lot of the movie. I guess that won't matter if it's funny.
Yeah.
But it could take up a lot of the movie. And then just Wade being a badass through and through.
Yeah. Hopefully he has tricks and turns, because Deadpool is insane. Not just talking to the camera insane, but like sometimes he's playing on a different reality.
Right.
Sometimes he thinks he's being the superhero in reality, or in his head, but in reality he's just being a dick.
Right.
I like the inclusion of Colossus.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cool. The action looks fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Fight sequences, swords, guns.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think he's too pretty, though?
No.
Really?
No, not at all. Not one bit. Not, no.
Because to me, he looks like a model that just got cancer. and so he lost all his hair and is a little bit scar-faced. But they kept him very symmetrical, which symmetry is beautiful. And in the comics, like, there's pus dripping out of his face, like, constantly. Like, he's disgusting.
Well, we haven't seen his face after he just got the shit kicked out of him either.
That's true.
So we don't know. And besides, you know, supposedly Ryan Reynolds is a fan of the character.
That's true.
And, you know, he, if you're a fan, why would you compensate? Like, I think your take on it would be more of, I forget the actor who played Judge Dredd recently, where he didn't even show his face once.
Which was awesome.
Yeah. So I would like to think artistic integrity still exists in a film that makes this kind of money. Maybe not. We'll see.
But it's hard. Every Spider-Man that there's been, even the really good ones, as Spider-Man, he's demasked himself multiple times.
Right.
And that's to give the actor screen time, face time, which is disappointing. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that one. Should be a good Valentine's date.
Should be a good year for superhero movies. Fuck. There's a shit ton of them.
It's almost like we nerds have money now.
Yeah.
And the market knows it.
All right, well, thanks for joining me, Bo, for the very first episode of YoshiCast. And we'll see you guys next time.